Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Can you hear that crispness in my voice, Fancy Brian?
I can. There's a little bit of a joy in the air.
Well, not only am I joyful, I'm getting ready. I got a fine guest joining us at 3:30 today Central Time. You know, if you're listening outside the time zone. But he is Brigadier General, retired Jerome Jones. And the general, in preparation for our fine interview, I hope it's fine. Hope I don't blow it. I'm, you know, as a former, you know, specialist E4, that's way down the totem pole. That's just above private, but not above anything else. I would have had to salute a guy like this, right? And anyways, I asked the distinguished retired Brigadier General, what do you want me to call you, sir? Jerome. So we'll call him Jerome. You can call me Al. I'm going to call you Fancy Brian. How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing great, man. Lots of things going on, but I'm all right.
Well, I got Evan here with me in the world headquarters as well, just slightly screening the calls. And I got to think, somewhere out there in radio world, somebody might have watched or listened to the J6 last night. Somebody, one or two people, might have listened to the J6 last night. Probably didn't see it on Fox News, though. It was troubling. Now, I would remind people, I've been invited, yours truly, has been invited back on Fox News on my birthday this Sunday. And it's become my birthday tradition. They invited me last year on my birthday as well. And a few other times subsequent. And I keep threatening to blow it up and never get invited back. But I just was extended the topics for the Fox News hit this Sunday. You want to guess? Any guesses what they want to talk about?
January 6th and nothing else, right?
No! No January 6th.
Oh.
Why would you have a liberal on? Well, pardon me, a little tickle. Got the allergies. They're kicking my ass. Invited me on to talk inflation. You know, of course, that's Joe Biden's fault. What about inflation? What about inflation? I can't wait for CJ. What about inflation? And also, the danger to judges, you know, because we had the retired judge here in the state of Wisconsin murdered. And of course, someone apparently called the cops on themselves. They were, you know, feeling like they wanted to kill, like it was their life's mission to kill Brett Kavanaugh. And so anyways, Jesse Waters said, well, that could be a conspiracy at the highest levels of government. He's one of the Foxy News hosts. One of the more deranged ones, but, you know, it's a big crew. And my understanding is, Fancy Brian, although I did not watch the live Fox News coverage because I was watching the event, you know, the big J6 hearings last night. And you can always join us. If you got something to say, you better join us now before the fine lieutenant. Oh, pardon me. Didn't give him a promotion in real time. Brigadier General Jerome Jones, retired, joins at 3:30. But you can join right now, 844-967-2789. So I'm watching this thing in real time. And you know what my greatest concern was? It was the number of times they were saying malarkey or variances thereof. And I was, as a broadcaster, as an FCC licensee, I was a little concerned, you know, because we were broadcasting it live here on our network. And fortunately, we had our pal Evan there on a live board. And, you know, Evan, if we've learned anything, You got to ride the board the whole show, right? Never know what they're going to say. Never know when the former Attorney General of the United States is going to go on the air and say, you know, that assessment that the election was rigged, I told the president that was all malarkey or some variant thereof. Not suitable for FCC. But I heard it on CBS, and I heard it later in the evening on CBS, again spoken by one of the hosts. And I'm thinking, man, they got to liberalize what we do around here. Gosh darn it. Need some of Jeannie's good swearing words. So anyways, hour number two, the happy hour. James Santel, former U.S. attorney. Who else would we try to book on a Friday? Of course, our little buddy Dominic joining in hour two as well. And then the happier happy hour. We always take your grievances up around here. But gents, I got to tell you, my first impression, you know, it wasn't quite as captivating as Maverick. You know, the action scenes, they were a little bit slower. Although there were some action scenes, weren't there? But it was pretty damn good. And in case you missed any of it, or perhaps some of it got dumped because of the questionable remarks being made by a former attorney general or others, hell, Liz Cheney even swore once. Let's start with her. I got to tell you, I'm quite twisted today. Liz Cheney's got me twisted. I mean, I'm really starting to like this woman. How can you not respect what it is that she did last night at the January 6th hearing and her position, understanding she's going to lose her primary. She's going to lose her congressional seat. This is a painful choice. She is showing real sacrifice, certainly a political family, right? So Liz Cheney ending her political career effectively last night, at least as a Republican. And hell, you know, we like her now, but we don't want her. So here she is, a woman without a country, Liz Cheney, you know, during the opening statements of the J6 Select Committee hearing last night. Let's start from the top. Cut one, Trump started the fire.
President Trump summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack.
Yes, he did. More from Liz Cheney, cut two.
On this point, there is no room for debate. Those who invaded our Capitol and battled law enforcement for hours were motivated by what President Trump had told them, that the election was stolen and that he was the rightful president.
It felt a lot like a, you know, sort of a litigator presenting to a grand jury, the court of the American people. More from attorney Liz Cheney. This part, we had seen some of the reporting. You know, Trump was kind of down for the whole chant thing, but this took it even a step further. Listen closely. Liz Cheney, cut three.
And aware of the rioters' chance to hang Mike Pence, the president responded with this sentiment, quote, maybe our supporters have the right idea.
They hang my own vice president. You know, because he's getting in the way. I mean, we're talking about big stakes, right? Retaining the presidency of the United States through any means necessary. So if the vice president's got to get hung, hurry up and hang him high already. More from Liz Cheney. I love this statement. She's talking about Republicans. Trump, he's moving on. The rest of you, the stink will stay on you. You're going to have like stink palm. You'll never wash that off. Cut number four.
I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone. Your dishonor will remain.
Yeah, that stench, that taint will not wash off. History's not going to judge the Republicans well. I think she singled one out. I don't know if we have sound of that. Scott Perry, Rep. Scott Perry, right? Went to the president specifically seeking a pardon. And it was referenced directly by Liz Cheney from her, you know, sort of prosecutorial stance there last night. A little bit more of the, you know, current congresswoman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney, Dick's daughter, played for the people, maximum danger, cut five.
When a president fails to take the steps necessary to preserve our union, or worse, causes a constitutional crisis, we're at a moment of maximum danger for our republic. Some in the White House took responsible steps to try to prevent January 6th. Others egged the president on. Others who could have acted refused to do so.
So how do we make sure it never happens again? Here's what Liz Cheney thinks. Cut six.
As Americans, we all have a duty to ensure that what happened on January 6th never happens again, to set aside partisan battles, to stand together to perpetuate and preserve our great republic.
Fancy Brand, we got to sneak to break, don't we? I'd like to sneak some more sound in here. We got time. Okay, let's play the Bill Barr, the Attorney General. Hopefully not the profane version. Cut seven.
Repeatedly told the president in no uncertain terms that I did not see evidence of fraud.
More from Bill Barr, the Attorney General. Cut eight.
You can't live in a world where the incumbent administration stays in power based on its view, unsupported by specific evidence, that the election, that there was fraud in the election.
And one more, and this one had a sting. Ivanka Trump testifying she trusts Bill Barr more than her own daddy. Cut nine.
It affected my perspective. I respect Attorney General Barr. So I accepted what he was saying.
I accepted what he was saying, meaning I believe Bill Barr more than I believe my incestuous daddy. The one that, you know, wants to sleep with me. That's got to be a little awkward. Talking about an awkward Thanksgiving, it's not bad enough he's made sexual overtures about his own daughter publicly. Howard Stern, different places. But, you know, he's going after her. And I haven't seen the specifics, but I've seen a few of them. You know, sort of throwing his own daughter under the bus. Well, you know, it's time to, because Trump's got to self-preserve. We'll come back. He started the fight, according to Liz Cheney, Donald Trump. And I thought the legal case being laid out for the American people, I found the first hour the most effective. I mean, certainly that testimony from the cop, Edwards. She put a human face on the carnage. But I like the prosecutorial stuff. I like the case being made against the former president of the United States. He started the fire. Arson? Can we charge him with arson? Come back. More Devil's Advocate, the Friday edition, TGIF.
I think I did our country a great fire.
How does he explain it to his colleagues and family? They'll think he doesn't know how to wipe his ass properly.
You know, desire smells like that to some people.